patches and some showery spells later in the day.
If an Audi's on your mind, now's the time. With £750 off a new Audi ordered by the 28th of February and delivered by the 30th of June. Start your search at audi.co.uk or visit your local Audi centre.
In the southeast, you'll see sunny spells well into the Audi noon. Afternoon.
Audi. Vorsprung durch Technik. T's and C's apply. £750 discount applied on purchase. Retail customers only.
Whatever your goal is, you'll find all the electricals you'll need to succeed at AO. Whether you're stepping into wellness, getting smart about saving energy, or just want to refresh old appliances, we've got all you'll need from brands like Hotpoint, Beko and Ninja. Plus a range of ways to pay, including AO Finance. No wonder we're the UK's most trusted electrical retailer. Shop now at AO.com. To verify most trusted, visit AO.com/trust.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Hey, Sainsbury's. Got anything to help my money stretch a bit further this time of year?
Well, we're always matching and lowering prices. So every week, hundreds of Sainsbury's fresh and everyday products are price matched to Aldi. And every week, with Nectar, you can save money on thousands of your family's favourite brands. So your money can go further while you don't have to.
Looking for ways to save money? Ask Sainsbury's. Sainsbury's, good food for all of us.
Selected products. Aldi price match not in NI. Nectar prices require Nectar account. Terms at sainsbury.co.uk/aldi-price-match and nectar.com/prices-terms.
On your radio, on Global Player and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Good morning, everybody. It's the Chris Miles Show. If you've just woken up, thanks for listening in. You've just you've missed a big bombshell that James Robinson's got a new podcast out today called Pathborth Pleave. That's what it's called. Yeah. And it's him and Chelsea, the chief holiday expert, who hates me. And
she doesn't hate you.
Yeah, she does. She can't even say my name. And we're talking about that. We'll talk more about that after the news and sport with Dominic Byrne. It's a minute past seven.
From Global's newsroom, the ban on XL bully dogs is said to be placing a huge financial burden on policing. The cost of kennelling suspected banned breeds is predicted to rise 500% this year to £25 million. The Chief Constable of Essex Police, BJ Harrington, has told us the impact the ban is having on his force.
We've seized 145 dangerous dogs this financial year, and that's a cost of nearly £1 million to house and kennel those. Now, that's the right thing to do. We saw a tragedy in Essex where a woman lost her life to a dog attack.
In other news this morning, at least 15 people are reported to have died in a crush in northern India. It happened as tens of thousands of Hindus rushed to take a holy bath as part of a festival. The Kumbh Mela, which is held every 12 years, is seen as the world's largest religious gathering. The Chancellor will set out a raft of measures this morning aimed at growing the economy. They include redeveloping Manchester United's Old Trafford Stadium, as well as expanding Heathrow, Luton and Gatwick airports. Alison Bennett is the Lib Dem MP for Mid-Sussex.
My concerns are primarily that it's a real blow to the country's net zero target.
And the RAC is urging councils not to issue bus lane fines for first-time offenders. In a survey, the motoring organisation found just 4% of drivers who were caught had driven in one on purpose.
Sport.
In the Championship last night, Millwall beat Portsmouth 1-0. Tonight, Arsenal go into the Champions League clash away to Girona, knowing a point will take them through to the last 16. They're currently third in the table. Boss Mikel Arteta says he doesn't intend to rotate his squad.
We play a very strong team, and in order to achieve what we want to do, which is mathematically the qualifying in the best stop, which at the moment is uncertain.
How do you pronounce his name?
Mikel Arteta.
So Arteta is his surname?
Yeah.
And his first name is?
Mikel.
Mikel.
Mikel Arteta.
Okay. We should get him in and play a game with him where we tickle him, and we'll call it Tickle Mikel.
That's Tickle Mikel.
Tickle Mickle.
Tickle Mickle. I like it.
Yeah?
Let's send it.
Do you think he'll be up for it?
No.
Huge game in the Champions League for Manchester City tonight. They need to win. They're at home to Club Bruges in their final group match. Otherwise, they're out.
They're going to win 2-0.
They make it through. Yeah, they need to avoid elimination and make it through to the playoffs. Liverpool are already through. They visit the Dutch side PSV. And Aston Villa host Celtic, knowing a win could see them into the last 16 without needing a playoff.
Weather
with eBay. Winterproof your vehicle with new batteries and tyres.
Wet for Scotland and the far south of England. Dry and sunny elsewhere. 9 degrees is the high today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Cold yesterday, wasn't it?
It was freezing, yeah.
And rainy and horrible.
Yeah.
At one point, it got really, really dark. Where I live, and then the sun started to come out, and then it went really dark again, and I'm like, I hate it when it's like crazy weather.
Yeah, that was horrible.
Let's just all go on holiday to Torremolinos.
This is Radio X
from Global.
Right, back to James's stupid new podcast called Passports Please. Let's hear it one more time. Chelsea, who absolutely hates any mention of my name.
And not knowing anything about it.
No.
But day to day, James is a producer on a radio show. So
the Chris Moyle Show.
So, you know, you're used to speaking with a microphone.
Yeah, she absolutely ignores it. She's waving at him going, shut up. That's the gratitude that I get.
I know. Terrible.
She's very grateful.
You know, before I came along and gave them my input,
yeah,
she was just sitting there one-handedly writing, typing about holidays because she's handcuffed to the radiator.
She was not handcuffed then.
And I said, why don't you change your name? You know, you're an expert in this field. Call yourself an expert. Next thing is, she's on This Morning. She's on BBC News. Mm. They've now got a podcast with a really weird cover photo. James has pushed her out of the way so he can be right in the very front of it, despite the fact, really, she's the expert in all of this.
This is what I took from the cover of this, actually.
I've got it on the screen. Yeah. Here it is.
It very much... Yes, you're bigger than Chelsea in this, James.
Yeah.
Aren't you? You're sort of front and centre, really.
His head is twice the size of Chelsea's head.
It is.
Why is my head so big?
I don't know. And also, why have you got two blurred-out boxing gloves...
No, that's my thumb.
...underneath you?
That's my thumb holding a passport.
No, they are boxing gloves.
Yeah.
Or, I'm going to say it, Chelsea's weird boobs.
It looks like Chelsea's got a really small right hand and she's putting a tight...
Now she's got a boxing glove on.
Tiny little thumb.
Tiny little thumb. And then he's got his boxing glove on.
Yeah.
What's that about?
That's just one of each thumb, is it?
My thumb and her thumb holding a passport as we hand them over.
Why do you have red thumbs?
Because it's, I don't know.
You're like the baddie from Captain America.
I haven't got red thumbs in real life.
No, in real life, whatever it is. No. She looks really happy and smiley in that. You look terrified.
Wouldn't you just chop that out, though? Look, zoom in on the two, not those. Look, they're not thumbs.
They're thumbs.
Well, what's with a tiny, 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 tiny thumb on top of a thumb?
Yeah, she's got a thumb.
There.
Isn't that just the thumb knuckle?
Is that just a... Yeah.
What's that?
That there?
Yeah.
It's just a knuckle, isn't it?
It's like two little boxing gloves. And it's Passports Please from Cheap Holiday Expert. She's the Cheap Holiday Expert. Who's right at the front? Move me! It's me, James. And you look drunk.
You do look drunk.
Yeah, look a bit confused.
That's my one addition.
And here's the scary thing as well. They probably touched that picture up as well of James.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and I've spotted something else, James.
Oh, brilliant.
You're a child. Have you spotted this?
Yeah.
My one edition.
Yeah. Is that your edition? So there's a number on there.
From Cheap Holiday Expert. Don't say it.
If anybody wants to see it. You were 8 years old and had access to mathematical equipment, you'd find it very funny.
Go and have a look at the cover for his new podcast, Passports Please, and then message us in what childish thing has he done.
Yeah.
Keeps you amused, doesn't it, James?
Yeah.
Emma in Durham says it looks like you're about to do a paranormal investigation.
Yeah.
I'm doing no
with miniature boxing gloves.
Really small boxing gloves.
Have you worn that shirt to work yet?
Oh no.
No, it's a holiday shirt.
Oh no. Oh no, Pippa. We'd have known.
Do you want me to wear it?
Chassis.
You can tell that's one of his holiday shirts because it's black and he loves staying out of the sun when he goes on holiday.
It's green.
Is it green?
Is it?
It's the same make as what you're wearing right now.
Is it?
Yeah.
That is black.
Well, Percival.
Yeah.
That shirt is.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Who's Percival?
He makes some Very nice. Not very cheap T-shirts. I'm wearing one today with a bowl of ramen on.
Oh, very nice.
Oh. Does he does ramen T-shirts?
Well, I wanted one. I had one with a DeLorean, but I've got a hole in it, and I went to get a new one, but they don't have them. If anyone from Percival's listening. And then the other one I bought has just got an egg on it. Oh, yes. That really amused me, so I bought it.
Percival.
Yeah.
Sorry, this is taken away from your podcast.
That's all right. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Percival T-shirts.
Passports, good please, Lord. Is the podcast with James Robinson.
And the Cheap Holiday Experts, Chelsea.
Chelsea.
When do we see if it's gone up the podcast charts?
Oh, yeah. They refresh it quite... Is it hourly?
No, who knows? They're Lawrence themselves, Apple.
In society and culture, I'm 18.
Oh,
that's good.
Culture, hang on.
And mentally, you're 14.
That's really good.
But day to day, James is a producer on a radio show. So
the Chris Miles Show.
So, you know, you're used to speaking with a microphone in front of you.
Yeah. Literally, she can't get away from my name
funny.
Quicker, can she?
That sounds like an edit.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
What
if you listen very carefully, you can hear she actually slaps him when he,
does she?
He mentions my name.
Play that again. Today,
and not knowing anything about it.
No.
But day to day, James is a producer on a radio show. So
the Chris Miles Show.
So, you know, you're used to speaking with a microphone in front of you. And in fact, actually,
I
some of
it.
You ooh, might
you
be
could,
listening.
You could hear that.
I heard that.
James, you are currently 122
woo!
Podcast charts.
In the overall charts.
Overall
that's
show
good.
Podcast charts. Yeah, we're not.
No, we're not.
No.
That's good.
Nice.
Let's have a look. What are the episodes? Let's go in here. All episodes. Trains to Barca, bad reviews, and the C word.
Oh,
dear.
James.
Oh, James.
Oh, James.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Oh, get your mind out of the gutter. It's not what you think
well,
it is.
Well, it certainly can't be Chris, unless that's as she refers to me.
It definitely must
James,
be
of course, he's a producer on the radio. The C word. Mm. We never say his name.
Mm.
Rude. What's your first episode about?
Getting the train back from Barcelona. Oh, God.
Brilliant. What a salesman.
That's good.
This is it. Episode number one.
Chelsea,
first episode.
Chelsea is banging her head against the radio if you listen to this, Jake.
No, stop it,
do you want me to help you?
Yes.
Okay. Will you be replying to listener postcards on multi-destination trips and a holiday nightmare from Greece?
Yes. Right. Chelsea tells someone how to go on holiday to multiple destinations and how to book a ticket in that way.
Oh, okay.
That's what happens. Uh-huh. We talk about the train. That we're getting to Barcelona, which we were back on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Which took how long?
16 hours.
Wow.
Whoa.
And how long is that flight? Hour and a half?
Hour 50.
That's ridiculous.
Well, anyway, passports, please. It's out now. Mm-hmm. Get it while you can until they get bored of it, like Tipsy Tourism.
3 series of that we did. I enjoyed it.
Well done.
Got good reviews.
Yeah.
Anyway, there you go. That's his new podcast with James Robinson and the C word. The Cheap Holiday Expert.
Yeah.
The Chris Moyle Show.
That's it.
Two
that's
can
the
play
word.
That game. She's not saying my name. I'm not going to say her name. I'm going to call her hostage. The Cheap Holiday Expert, hostage.
Oh.
And
just
James.
She talks about you in episode
one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course she does. Yeah, talk about this. Download it now.
Radio X. Coming up, more morning radio LOLs for you to laugh out loud to. Some people say meeting. Some say hot coffee date. Will we hear more from when Pippa met with Classic FM's Dan Walker?
Oh, yes. Oh. Hello.
Plus, beep, beep. Oh. We're driving in the fast lane after 8 as we're chatting to David Coulthard from the F1.
David Coulthard.
Meow. Welcome to Wednesday on this wacky, wild, and wonderful breakfast program.
The Chris Miles Show. A-T-O-X.
But first, let's start with some music. These are called Biffy Clyro. On Radio X.
Well, how's your view of things today? Garb young to fade away. The sinner Simba aren't aware. Our fables take us everywhere. I can't keep up with you.
with history. We'll film a life but dub our tale. The mystery must stay inside. Look at our homes, look at our lives. In control of the morning. In control. Night. I'm chasing around and trying to pop them all the time. We don't need to trust a single word they say. You are creating all the bubbles at play. There's a girl, there's a girl. Upset my kin, accused him of a moral slip. Well, he came back and claimed to change. I know his life's the same again. I can't ask him again. I should let it go. You are creating all the bubbles at night. Chasing around, trying to pop them all the time. We don't need to trust a single word they say. You are creating all the bubbles at play. There's a girl, there's a girl, there's a girl, there's a girl. She's down by the river. In her own creepy world.
Somebody's texting, Simon in Rugby. Thank you, Simon. He says, I've just seen a picture of Chelsea and Jamboy is definitely punching above his weight. And that's what Simon says.
Thank you, that's lovely, Simon.
I'm always fascinated when people make that, because obviously people have made that comment before about me and Tiff and everything like that.
Yeah.
If you had the option, would you punch above your weight or downwards below your weight? Well, in other words, just seen a picture of Chelsea. She's lucky, isn't she?
Yeah, it doesn't work quite as
no,
much.
No, you want it the other way around. Yeah. You want it like, you've done all right for yourself, haven't you?
Exactly.
Yes, I have. Thanks very much.
Yeah.
Like if somebody went, just seen a picture of your other half.
It's not
what
good,
have you
it?
Got with her for? Yeah. You'd be like, okay. Don't really like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Not enough people do that.
No.
No, they don't.
For what's meant to be a put down on you, which is, just see the picture with your other half. Yeah. Oh, you're punching above your weight, aren't you? Because she's amazing looking. And you go, yes, thanks very much. Cheers.
Thank you very much.
And your point is, I don't really know what it is. Anyway. It's amazing how well she looks to say that she's been handcuffed to a radiator for the past several years.
Not handcuffed. You know.
One side of her face is definitely more tan than the other.
Do you know what I mean? Can't get tan from a radiator. We'll be right back.
I Fought the Law at Radio X. I am late to the break. Let me take a break and then I'll be right back.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Say my name, Chelsea.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the Skoda Elroq. Press go on the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
This is what award-winning customer service sounds like from real Octopus Energy calls.
I should have done it years ago by the looks of things.
Why would you move away from Octopus Energy? Why? Why would you do that?
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. And now, which recommended 8 years running.
Ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in between.
Emilia Perez is the most Oscar-nominated film of the year, with 13 nominations, including Best Picture. It's nominated for 11 BAFTA Awards, including Best Picture, Best Director Jacques Audiard, and Best Actress Carla Sofia Gascon, and winner of 4 Golden Globe Awards, including Best Supporting Actress Zoe Saldana and Best Picture. Time magazine calls it an exuberant ode to human possibility. Emilia Perez, back in cinemas now and on Netflix.
The Virgin Atlantic sale. It's a big deal. Wherever you want to go in the world. Reach new heights in New York City. Hit the big time in LA. Or take on Toronto with our new route taking off from March. And the biggest deal of all, you can book right now. The Virgin Atlantic sale. See the world differently. Selected routes apply. T's and C's at virginatlantic.com.
Craig's never shown an interest in beekeeping before, but that's the sound of him buying 2,000 worker bees rather than doing his self-assessment. Craig, you live in a sixth-floor flat. The deadline is 31st of January. Less distraction, more action.
Don't be like Craig. Visit gov.uk/self-assessment today. Payment support may be available.
Make your doorbell play Oscar music, add caviar to your milk order, and a Hollywood star to your drive. Because with People's Postcode Lottery, you could have a VIP, a very important postcode. In our February draws, players in the winning postcode will each win £12,000 every month for 12 months, plus £10,000 towards the holiday of a lifetime. For you and your neighbours' chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 31st of January. PPL manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Most homes would save with Octopus Energy. Outstanding value with award-winning customer service. Visit octopus.energy/value for our calculation.
Cage the Elephant is back. The Neon Pill Tour. Coming to venues across the UK throughout February 2025 with special guests Sunflower Bean and Girl Tones. Due to demand, an extra date just added in London on the 18th of February. Tickets on sale now from aegpresents.co.uk. Don't miss Cage the Elephant live.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Moylesy! On today's 4 till 7 thing, Rickshaw War. We back the authorities. Plus, radio shortest running, lowest scoring, least engaging, civic-based true or false challenge, the Pet Town Quiz, and more interlocking pack and stack shenanigans.
Let's dance a late.
The 4 till 7 thing, from 4 till 7. That's a thing!
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
That was the travel. Now the weather. Chris.
Thanks, Sarah. A chance of rain today with low pressure bringing some cloudy patches and some showery spells later in the day.
If an Audi's on your mind, now's the time. With £750 off a new Audi ordered by the 28th of February and delivered by the 30th of June. Start your search at audi.co.uk or visit your local Audi centre.
In the southeast, you'll see sunny spells well into the Audi noon. Afternoon.
Audi. Vorsprung durch Technik. T's and C's apply. £750 discount applied on purchase. Retail customers only.
Radio X. The Chris Moyles Show.
Thanks, commercial friends, for those adverts. Let's hear from Chris now.
Radio X. Oh, don't say my name, Paul Turner, will you? Chelsea won't like it, will she?
No.
Hi, Chris Moyles here, or as Chelsea would call me, hi. Now, what have we got on our show today?
Oh, Boy, oh boy.
David Coulthard is coming in.
Yes.
Today's a fasty.
I've never met David Coulthard. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, he's in today to chat about, well, hopefully loads of different things.
Yeah.
The main reason he's in is because tonight is the Autosport Awards, the biggest motorsports awards in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be talking about the Young Driver of the Year.
Right, okay.
Now, I am fascinated. I got a lot of questions for David about this because they're all about, well, the oldest one is 18, the youngest is 16.
Right.
In the nominations for Young Driver of the Year. One of these names that, let's be honest, most of us have never heard of, could in the next 5, 6, 7 years
yes.
be driving Formula One.
Absolutely.
But equally, might not be driving Formula One because it's not just you need to be very, very good to get that gig. Mm. There's also right place, right time. I'm guessing it's not what you know, who to you know.
Yeah.
And I think it costs a lot of money.
A hell of a lot. Sponsorship is really important,
yeah.
isn't it?
Like, if you're very, very good at football, you may get scouted at an early age.
Yeah.
Now, there's a bit of money involved there. Mm. If you know, let's say Chelsea scout you and you live in Northampton or whatever, there's money involved, blah, blah, blah. But nowhere near the money that gets spent for young drivers.
No.
So I'm going to talk to him about that when he gets in here, Mr. David Coulthard. We're also going to remind you that our podcast is out on Monday.
Mm-mm.
With all the money going to charity, the Globals Make Some Noise.
Yeah.
We've also got Happy Endings and Record of the Week. Oh, and also Find Out when Pippa and Dan Walker are moving in together, of
oh,
course,
yes.
After they had coffee yesterday.
Coffee meeting.
That's what they call it.
literally a coffee.
Yeah, literally a quick coffee.
Quick coffee.
Yeah. Wink,
quick
wink, quick. You know, same. And we've also got Guns N' Roses doing this song by the band Wings.
You were young and your heart was no. This ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry. Say, live and let die.
love Live and Let Die by Guns N' Roses. And now it's time for Dominic Byrne in his letters feature.
Welcome to the award-winning letters feature.
Oh, well, what did you win?
Well, I haven't won one yet, but right. I mean, it's only a matter of time, I'd imagine.
I think you need to win one first before you can say you're award-winning.
Yeah, true. Potentially award-winning. Morning, Chris. Morning, Dom. Morning, Pippa. Morning, James.
Morning, everyone.
Chris, specifically.
Oh, hello.
Hopefully, Chris, you still have your beard.
I do.
I wrote this letter and I've sent it to you. I've sent you a sample of my beard butter.
My beard butter?
Yeah.
No, thanks.
I decided a while back to have a go at making my own butter.
Mm-hmm.
Beard butter. As most smelt like lumberjack's trousers. I've had a bit of luck with a few local barbers who are stocking it. I've got 6 different scents. Use a fingernail of it and rub it into your palm. This is the beard oil he's talking about. Right, this is what it's called.
There you go, that's for you.
Right.
KJD.
Mm-hmm.
It's called KJD. This is Kevin Johnson Day.
Lovely.
Now, have a smell, because I think
these normally smell nice.
Lovely, I think. So basically, use a fingernail of it, rub it into your palm.
Fingernail.
It will melt with your natural body heat.
I want to know what it's made of first.
And then smooth it into your beard to soften and shape it. Gotta have a niff.
It smells nice.
It'll be lovely. You like that?
It smells a bit like a bath bomb.
Okay.
Yeah, in a good way. Do you want to put a bit on your beard?
There you go. I'm going to let James have a sniff.
Okay. I think it's lovely.
I'm concerned that he's made it.
It's his...
He calls it his butter.
He's churned his own beard butter.
And he's put his initials on it.
It smells very nice.
It's nice, isn't it?
What's it supposed to do? Because you've already got a soft beard.
It basically... Well, if you're lucky enough to have a soft beard already, it softens your beard.
Right.
And it's even probably, I guess, like putting conditioner on your
hair. What's he made it out of? I want to know what he's made his special secret formula butter out of.
He won't tell us that.
Yeah.
It's a secret.
Then I am not putting it in my beard, Kevin.
he makes it in a back room.
I bet he does.
And he won't tell us what's in it.
Just him and the wife.
It's lovely, though. If you want to have a look at all his beard butters... just go onto Instagram. It's Kevin Johnson Day. And Kevin is with an A. So it's Kevan Johnson Day. Oh. Very nice. So you could be a convert. And there's a lovely little Hessian bag for it as well.
That's nice.
That's nice, isn't it?
James, you can have it.
Thank you.
There you are.
Do you want it?
Yeah. Oh, he's got a lovely beard.
Has he?
If that is Kevin.
Wouldn't it be great if he didn't have a beard?
He's completely clean shaven.
Very soft skin.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, it's a proper beard.
Oh, now that could be me.
Yeah. It looks good.
That's amazing.
Now that's a lot of beard.
That's a lot of butter.
Down to his nips.
It's a lot of butter right there.
I mean, mine's slightly just past the bottom of my chin.
But yours, would you like, genuinely, would you like a beard like
I'd like to grow it just to see what it looks like.
Yeah.
But that's a couple of years.
That's a commitment, isn't it? It looks cool though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, mine currently is about a month.
Yeah, but
so
I mean, yeah, but it's, you know.
But it's like growing my hair. I'd love to have longer hair.
Yeah.
I told you I want to look like Sean Connery in the beginning of the movie The Rock.
Yeah, that was a wig, though, wasn't it?
No.
That was a wig.
No.
You could just buy a wig,
looks no.
Like
but then again, you know, you've got to go through you've got to get past the, you know, the dodgy stage where you just look like a vagrant for a while.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like our boss, Matt Deverson, did. You know, when it looked like he'd just given up on life.
And now look at him. It looks lovely now.
So, but thank you very much and
yeah,
good luck.
Thank you.
So how do people get it if they want his secret formula butter?
Go onto Instagram.
Yeah.
That's the best way. Kevin with an A. Kevan. Johnson Day.
Oh, he's not Kevin.
No, Kevan.
Oh, sorry, Kevan.
Johnson Day.
So it's K-A-V-A-N. V-A-N.
Kevan. Yeah. Johnson Day.
Johnson.
And his product is called KJD. I think those might be his initials.
Found it.
Clumber.
I mean, that's churning a lot of beard butter to do his beard.
He looks cool, doesn't he?
He's like a foot long.
He does look... Oh, hold on, there's playing noises. He looks cool, doesn't he?
He does. Do you know what? I wouldn't mess with him either. That's what I'm going to say. His beard butter's brilliant. Right, we've been sent some stuff.
It's 16,500 followers.
Yeah, it's good beard butter. Hi, everyone, at the best radio station ever. Me and my son, Paddy, who's 5, listen to your morning show every single day.
Hey, Paddy.
We find it hilarious, especially the new one on Wednesday's show, i.e. the new fart noise, number 21.
Squeaker.
I started my home bakery last year, Chris. I've been doing artisan markets, etc., to get our products out there. It's so hard to build a following, and we don't have many.
No.
Which is where you bunch of legends come in.
Oh, yeah, is it now?
We've sent you some bakes to enjoy in the hope we get a mention. There's Kinder cookie pie, M&M cookie pie, Belgian chocolate brownies topped with mini eggs and cream eggs.
Come on.
They look awesome.
And they sent them in?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
And you know what? It's so heavy. The box is really heavy.
You just smell it. Just have a good whiff.
Listen to this.
Oh, it's dense. Always a dense box.
They're not rice cakes, are they?
No.
No.
Our name is Little Larissa's, and they're based in Manchester. We're on Instagram and Facebook. And
what's the cream egg one? Is there a cream eggy one?
There is a cream eggy one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like a pork.
Chocolate brownies
like
topped with mini eggs and cream eggs.
Mini eggs.
Now.
Go on.
These were sent in. When were they sent in?
I think they were sent in maybe over the weekend.
Oh, over the weekend.
Fine.
So it should be fine.
They're like brownies.
Exactly. They are brownies.
Yeah, I think it's like honey. It never goes off.
Exactly. Fine until next February. Please enjoy our bakes. Keep bringing the laughter as it really starts our day off in the best way. Thank you for being the best. Larissa McNulty.
Thanks, Larissa.
Thank you, Larissa. So, Little Larissa's. They're based in Manchester. If you're in Manchester and you want something yummy, I'd go to Little Larissa's.
They're on Instagram as well.
They are on Instagram.
Yeah.
Well done, guys.
There she is.
Oh, my Lord. I mean, I'm not going to slag it off because I would absolutely eat that.
Hmm.
But it's basically just got half a cream egg shoved on top of it.
Yes. Essentially, yes. It looks good, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Does it smell good?
Yes. I'm meant to be intermittent fasting. This doesn't help. Where do I find them?
On Instagram.
Yeah.
Little Larissa's. on Facebook.
Very personal.
As well.
How do you spell?
Larissa, LARISSA.
LARISSA.
Yeah, Little Larissa.
And it's Little Larissa?
Yeah.
That's it. That's the address.
That's what it says. Or Larissa's.
Now, which one is it?
I think it's one with 85 on the end.
Well done, Tom.
The actual handle.
Okay, because I struggled to find it.
Little dot Larissa's 85 is the actual handle, but the title is Little.
The title is Little Larissa's.
Yeah.
And there's a video of the cream egg one.
Yeah.
Now, why don't you save one of those and have it at the weekend? When
because,
you're not doing your intermittent stuff.
Because I should eat it today.
Right. Well, eat it today. Have you ordered breakfast?
No.
Yes, you have. There it is.
Oh,
have some breakfast.
Look at it. See, here's the thing. I could eat all of that.
Yeah.
All of that in one go. No shadow of a doubt about it.
And they smell awesome.
None of this sharing or slice it up business.
Yeah.
Woof it. So check her out on Instagram. There you go. They look nice. And order some. Do it.
Exactly.
It's just like a poor man's Dragon's Den, I always think, this feature. When you hear about stuff, like Kevan's butter thing.
Yeah.
He's a special butter. Get some of that.
He's churning lots of his own butter.
And then get some
room.
Munch boxes from Little Larissa.
Just quickly, I'm going to do a birthday mention because it's actually today. Dom, I've managed to get my daughter listening to your show now. She loves Radio X. It's her 16th birthday. Today.
Great age.
On the 29th of January. Her name is Martha. That's a great name. I'll be driving her to school in Stamford. It would make her day if you could mention it. Thanks, Dom. Love, Dom. As in, he's called Dom too. Martha would love a birthday song if possible. Not sure if you have one. I may even order a video message from...
Happy birthday to you.
What have
we got?
Happy
birthday to you. Do we have one? I might even what?
You might. She might even order a video message from me on Hiya.
But clearly they didn't.
Well, no, they might. Yeah,
they might.
They've left it too late, though, haven't you? Sadly. Oh, well, next year. Perhaps do it next year.
We can have a belated video message.
Oh, yeah. I've done many belated video messages.
I mean, if they ordered it today, they could have it for the end of the day, right?
If they ordered it today,
yeah,
they could absolutely. Do you know what? do you know what?
Yeah.
They order today, I'll do it by the end of today.
Ooh. Will you do that for everyone who orders a video today?
Depends how many come in. But well, I'll certainly do it for Martha.
What have you got for the rest of the day?
Today?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, not much, actually.
So everybody who orders a video today not can have it today?
Thank you.
Now, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Oh!
Everyone, okay. Now, I have, as things stand, I have no backlog. I've cleared
well
it.
Done.
The backlog's gone.
Right.
Well done.
Thank you.
That's good.
So nice. Up until, what should we say, up until 5 o'clock today?
Yeah.
There's always people at like midnight, I won't do it. And if you order a video at 5 o'clock today.
What's the website again?
Hiya.
Hi.
hiya.com. And then I guess just search for me on there and then you'll find how to do it.
Okay.
And anything received before 5 o'clock today will be recorded and sent.
So if you go to this, if you go to hi-ya.com,
yes,
and then go into the search and go Dominic, and then it'll come up with Dominic Byrne.
That's it.
And then you can order a personalised video message from Dominic.
Yes.
For Martha or any, or for yourself.
Or
for,
yeah.
Don't just order them for Martha.
Doesn't have
that's
to be
weird.
Martha, that's just for Martha.
And then if you do that today,
yes,
order it today, Dominic will record it and send it back today.
Yes.
Same day service.
Blimey.
Never done that before.
You've never done it, and I don't know if you'll do it today.
Same day guarantee.
Oh, please, everybody do it.
Oh.
I would love it.
Okay, I will.
I'd love it if, like, 50 people ordered a video.
No.
You're up all night.
Yeah, I will record... Up until 5 o'clock, specify that again.
So as long as people order it before five.
Before five.
You'll do it and you'll have it sent on the same day.
Thank you very much.
Oh, please let like 150 yeah. people ask for a video.
I bet I don't get any in. That'd be great.
Well, let's see.
Let's see. So yeah, if you want.
Let's see who gets to, let's see who's the first one.
Okay.
To come in.
All right.
And if it's a surprise, we'll just read out like your first name, whoever's ordered
yes,
it.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
We won't say who it's for.
Okay. That's the guarantee you get.
With hi-ya.
Yes.
Awful name.
Hiya. Hiya.com.
Yeah. There you go.
Thank you, Chris, for that.
Oh, please, please, everybody, just go and get one.
Dom at radiox.co.uk. I've just seen the time, so we might not want to sing
I
a song.
I might order one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll get it today.
Yeah.
If you order before 5 p.m.
Right, let's see if anybody's ordered one by the end of the ad break. Let's find out.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Get them rolling in.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the Skoda Kodiaq. Jump into electric with the plug-in hybrid.
Radio X. Hi, I'm George, a water quality sampler for Thames Water. In this leafy suburban street, you'll find world-class drinking water. And also here, in this high-rise in the heart of the city centre. And here, in this row of Victorian terrace houses. And in fact, everywhere in the Thames Water area. We carry out over 500,000 quality tests a year, including in homes like yours, to give everyone the same high-quality drinking water. Search water quality. Thames Water. Quality on tap for everyone.
Yay! Poulton's Park. Voted best theme park for families at the UK Theme Park Awards.
Poulton's Park!
Keep things smooth by making the move to Universal Credit. It won't be automatic, so look out for your letter telling you what you need to do and when. Ignoring it could even stop your payments. But don't worry. There's loads of support available, like a dedicated phone line, independent advice, and financial protection to help with your move. To find out more, visit gov.uk/UCMove. Eligibility criteria apply.
Calling all black cab drivers. Let's talk about those quieter times when your meter is taking a little nap. Why not consider Uber? We can give your meter a wake-up call. Join over 500 black cab drivers already on Uber. Black cabs on Uber are priced by your meter, and the service fee will be no more than 5% for the whole year. Plus, you'll receive £400 when you sign up and take 5 trips. Turn downtime into prime time. Go to uber.com/blackcabs to start earning today. 5% service fee ends end of 2025. Terms and conditions apply.
Mwah. When it's lunch o'clock, I just eat the tortilla naked burrito bowl.
Oh, I didn't know you could get those.
There's a lot you don't know, dear.
Well, I know that shirt's not coming back into fashion anytime soon.
Touché.
Get tortilla, Subway, Pret, and more delivered. For lunch and everything else.
Did somebody say Just Eat?
Charges apply. Check available restaurants in your area and opening times on justeat.co.uk for details.
Ready to make moves? Whether you're looking to commit or want to keep it casual, you'll find more ways to move with Better. Hit the gym, take a dip in the pool, or find your groove in a fitness class. With no contract memberships and over 240 locations across the UK, finding your fit has never been this flexible. Make your move at better.org.uk.
Johnny Vaughan.
A member of the audience returning from the loo,
yeah,
objected to being told to wait for a break in the action. It should be weak bladder seats. I'm surprised on the Antiques Roadshow they'd never had a theatrical bottle, these were called. Because in the old days, people, of
definitely,
course, couldn't,
yeah,
get out, and these bottles would be handed down the row. Yes.
Oh.
But it would have some special name.
Yeah.
Like a noggin. Could you pass the noggin?
Yeah.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 fan.
This afternoon from 4.
Radio X. Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Nice to see you. To see you again.
Radio X.
7:47 in the morning. It's a Wednesday. This is Radio X with Vampire Weekend. Vampire Weekend and A-Punk on Radio X. So this morning at the start of the show, I was telling the story that my friend, Kate. Hello, Kate, you're right. There she is. Oh, my God. She was, she'd sent me a message yesterday, and I didn't see it until later on in the day. Anyway, I replied, and she's like, oh, I'll message you tomorrow to remind you. She called me at 5:35. Called me, didn't message me, called me at 5:35 this morning. I'm like, you can get lost.
That's pretty AM, isn't it?
Yeah, it's that's a little bit obsessive. Anyway, could you do me a huge favour and say hello at exactly 7:50 this morning?
Wow.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, whatever you want, Kate. Yeah. And say hello to Phoebe and Megan.
Oh, Phoebe and Megan.
That's right.
Wow.
We will be driving through Richmond Park on our way to the school in Roehampton.
Mm.
They will be very excited by that. But it has to be exactly 7:50.
God.
For Phoebe and Megan.
Phoebe and Megan. So hello, Phoebe, and hello, Megan.
What a lovely thing.
Yeah.
Have a lovely day, Phoebe and Megan. Who's your favourite, Phoebe or Megan?
I have never met them, but no. I would say I like them both equally.
I like them both equally too. They both sound cool and excellent.
Yeah. So hello, Phoebe, and hello, Megan, and hello, Kate. There you go. It's now 7:51. We can move on. Kate has given us permission.
Ask us anything. Radio X.
If I get a message from her today saying, oh, we're a bit running late today. Did you do it? She's dead.
Absolutely.
So we started this feature last week. It's called Ask Us Anything, and it pretty much does exactly what it says on the tin. If you have a question for me that you've always wondered, or a question for Dominic Byrne, or Pippa, or Jamboy James, the mayor of Brownhaven.
That's it.
James. Or Captain Crapbeard, or whatever. Or maybe it's just a question to all of us. You can now ask us anything. You can do it either by sending us a voice message, nice and easy, or you can type it out in a WhatsApp message. Mm. Our number is 0330 33 33 100. It's easy to remember, but I would put it in your contacts to remind yourself and make it easier.
Definitely.
0330 33 33 100. 0330 33 33 100. And we'll do it tomorrow or Friday. When are we planning on doing it?
Tomorrow or Friday.
That's right.
We're just waiting to see if it gets confirmed.
Oh. Mm. Is it Elvis Presley?
Yeah. Spoiler. Oh, we'll cancel now.
That's fine. 0330 33 33 100. Maybe you've wanted to ask, hi, Dom.
Hi.
We're thinking about going to Cap Dag.
Right.
But we're not really nudie people. Can you still enjoy it if you're a normo?
Yes, because I've been to Cap Dag and I wasn't a nudie man either.
Or, hi.
You can't lie.
James, you love jam.
No.
What is it about these preserves that you love so much?
Good question.
Or, hi, Pippa. It's Dan Walker here. Yes. Would you like to go for another coffee? The answer would, of course, be yes.
I mean, you could just message me if that was the case.
Well, oh, is that an invitation?
No.
Oh, no, you just said you can message you.
It's an easier way to get hold of me.
Well.
He definitely wants to get hold of you. So the WhatsApp number is 0330 33 33 100 to ask us anything.
Ask us anything. Radio X.
And we'll do it either tomorrow or Friday morning. Is that all right for you, Veronica?
Hello!
Thank you. A bit nearer.
Hello.
Bine.
Hello.
Bine.
Hello.
Bine.
Hello.
Bine.
Hello. Hello.
They tell me you've touched the face of God. At the sound of the rope cracking on your neck. They tell me you never give it up. Like the song that fall into the dead of night. So honey, please.
just heard from my friend Kate. There she is there. Yeah. And thank you, Kate.
Hey, Kate.
Yeah. She, thank you, Kate. So there you go. She said, we are in the car laughing our heads off.
Oh, good.
So there you are.
So they heard it. Brilliant.
Yeah, that's Phoebe and Megan.
That's it.
And Kate. All night long. The weird thing is, that's exactly how she sounds. Right, 7:57. So, yeah, ask us anything on the WhatsApp. We'll do it either tomorrow or Friday. Any question you like, such as, hey, Dominic.
Hey.
How many videos will you be doing today?
More than I thought. A lot more than I thought.
Has it reached 20 yet?
No, it hasn't.
Oh,
no.
In that case.
No.
Please, come on.
No.
Order your... Dominic has just announced, if anybody orders a personalised video message from Dominic...
Right.
He will do it today.
No, well, you asked me, will I do it today?
So, he's just announced this. It's probably a one-time only offer.
Thank you.
As you know, sometimes Dominic has... missed the date.
Well, there are possibly a few times where I have messaged people say happy belated birthday for 3 weeks.
But if you order a video message from Dom today, he has guaranteed / promised.
Yes.
That you will get it today.
By 5 o'clock today. If you order it by five, I won't do it by five. If you order it by five,
yeah.
Then I've got them all in. Cut five, 5 o'clock's the cutoff.
You've cleared your diary, haven't you?
And I have now, and then that's what I will do.
What did you have in tonight?
I was going to go out for a drink with Welsh Simon.
Oh.
He's going to be sat in the pub. Welsh Simon goes, do you want another one? Yeah, I'll just go to the bar. Hi, John. It's me, Dominic Byrne here. I believe it's your birthday. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I believe it's your birthday.
So, yeah.
Combine the two.
Who are you going to the pub with?
Welsh Simon.
That you've never mentioned ever?
Simon. I've talked about Simon. Charlie and Simon. Yeah. Charlie's a wife and Simon's the husband. Charlie and Simon. He's lovely, Simon.
Three of you.
No, just me and Simon. Charlie's not going. It's just me and Simon.
Okay.
Well, what's your problem with Charlie?
Oh, she's great. She just doesn't go to the pub with us.
No.
Fair enough. Yeah. Don't blame
her. You know why?
Why?
Because she always finds it really boring. She'll just sat there doing video messages.
The Chris Miles Show.
Anyway, order them now. And ruin the rest of Dom's day.
The Chris Miles Show.
With the Škoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
Ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in between.
Emilia Perez is the most Oscar-nominated film of the year, with 13 nominations, including Best Picture. It's nominated for 11 BAFTA Awards, including Best Picture, Best Director Jacques Audiard, and Best Actress Carla Sofia Gascon, and winner of 4 Golden Globe Awards, including Best Supporting Actress Zoe Saldana and Best Picture. Time magazine calls it an exuberant ode to human possibility. Emilia Perez, back in cinemas now and on Netflix.
Whatever your goal is, you'll find all the electricals you'll need to succeed at AO. Whether you're stepping into wellness, getting smart about saving energy, or just want to refresh old appliances, we've got all you'll need from brands like Hotpoint, Beko and Ninja. Plus a range of ways to pay, including AO Finance. No wonder we're the UK's most trusted electrical retailer. Shop now at AO.com. To verify most trusted, visit AO.com/trust.
This Saturday, the £15 million Lotto jackpot must be won, or thousands of you will win a share of the prize. But who will it be? Maybe someone bowling, like Les, who is pretty sure his lane's wonky. Or Ellie, who has never bowled a... Get in, Ellie! Today is your lucky day. Lotto, will you be next? Play on app. The National Lottery. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
The Škoda Kamiq SE Edition, our agile city SUV. Now with upgraded features as standard. Cruise control, standard. Keyless start, standard. Dual zone climate control, standard. Electric windows, folding mirrors, adjustable front seats with lumbar support. Standard, standard, standard. The Škoda Kamiq SE Edition with 0% APR on solutions PCP. There's standard and there's standard. Visit your local Škoda retailer today. Indemnities may be required. Maximum 24-month term. Škoda Finance.
Keep things smooth by making the move to Universal Credit. It won't be automatic, so look out for your letter telling you what you need to do and when. Ignoring it could even stop your payments. But don't worry, there's loads of support available, like a dedicated phone line, independent advice, and financial protection to help with your move. To find out more, visit gov.uk/UCMove. Eligibility criteria apply.